It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, and welcome to Let's Talk Midlife Crisis with your hosts,
Ashley
and Tracy. Pull up a chair for your seat at the table as we talk about purpose and fulfillment.
So this is kind of a funny story. When I first met Paige, she's really like good about getting to know people.
Right. Very personable.
Yeah, she is. And she asks a lot of questions. And I feel like I'm a pretty good listener and like interact well with people, but I don't like the way she pays attention to people and like wants to learn about them and know about them.
Right.
My mom's the same way. It's so cool. Yeah. Anyway, so she's asking me these questions. She says, what do you do for fun? And I said, you know, at the time, Julia was in middle school and in club soccer.
Yeah, it was your life.
You know, Connor was in high school. I think all three kids were living at home at that time. And I was like, well, I'm really busy. I'm always, I'm either traveling for work or I'm traveling for soccer. It's soccer,
right.
7 days a week, basically.
Yes.
And she's like, okay, but what do you like to do for fun?
Right.
And I'm like, huh? Another question she had asked me was, who are you?
Oh.
And my immediate reaction was, I'm a mom.
Right.
But she's like, okay, but who are you?
Yeah.
No. Like, that's not who you are.
Yeah.
You know? So it was really eye-opening for me, because I just always define myself as this person that takes care of my kids, and I have, like, that was my life,
100%.
You know?
I did the same. I was like, I'm either Tracy, and I'm a media director at an advertising agency, or I'm Tracy, I'm Cody Tatum and Nikki's mom. But other than that, I had no idea who I was.
Yeah.
Because both of us started, young with having children, so we never really got to realize who we were, who we are as individuals, or who we were as individuals. So
I always told my kids as they were growing up, you know, there's no rush to get married and have babies, and you know, it's
to grow
great
up.
It's great if that's a goal for you. That's great, and that's something you're very passionate about and want to do. Great, but there's no rush.
Yes.
You have your whole life to do it, and I just always felt very strongly that decade of in your 20s was when you really discover what your purpose is, what your priorities are, who you are, what you do and don't want in a partner or in your life.
Yes.
It's just a really important period to focus on yourself.
Yes.
And that's not selfish. That's a good thing. I had to do it while I was raising kids, and that was who I was, you know?
Yes.
So I didn't really get that opportunity. So
now
so far,
we're trying to discover who we are.
Yeah.
Right?
So far, like, my kids are doing that, and that's great. But I'm now empty nester in my 40s, and I'm now getting that opportunity to go, oh, okay, I don't have to do that stuff anymore. Now I have me. Not that I don't worry about my kids still.
Right.
Or I'm not, involved with them. But now it's me. I get to
the
do what I want with my time.
The focus is turned on
you. Yeah. Yeah. So, and I think, regardless of your situation, whether you have kids or you're married or whatever it is, obviously that changes as you get older.
There comes to a point in your life where you're like, who am I?
Right.
And
what's my purpose?
Right.
And what are my goals? And what do I want? What does my life look like to me?
Right.
Knowing that it does, it's not always going to go as you plan.
A lot of reflection
absolutely.
Goes on in your midlife, right?
Yeah.
But I think it's optimal that we're able to make changes mm-hmm. to change our trajectory,
right?
Right, or to alter that, right?
Yeah,
it's
absolutely.
In our control.
Absolutely.
But it's easier said than done.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I'm finding now that I'm able to put a lot more focus on my relationship with my partner.
Right.
Which, thank God, she's been very understanding and patient, you know,
yes.
through, you know, raising my kids and all
yes.
that comes with that.
But I think a lot of people struggle with that, especially, you know, couples that have been married for a long mm-hmm. period of time and maybe had children young.
Mm-hmm.
So that now when they're empty nesters, they're just... there's such a void there, and it's
right.
hard to connect with
right.
their significant
other. Sometimes
they
find they don't really like their partner.
Exactly. Well, I think that happens a lot.
Yeah.
Because you're just stuck. Well, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're
just
stuck
you
with
now.
Each other.
It's just the
yeah.
two of you now. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that, and luckily for you, you have a wonderful partner
mm-hmm.
where you guys are able to work through those
right.
issues. But again, both of you are female. So when you
yeah.
enter a male into that equation, they don't have the
same... It's a different dynamic.
It's a different dynamic.
It really is, yeah.
And unfortunately, it doesn't always end well when you're mm-hmm. trying to reconnect.
Right.
But often it does, right?
Yeah,
I do have some friends, I'm all knocking on wood, that are inspiring, that have been together, you know, 20, 30 years now.
That's rare these days.
It's very rare, but I do have a couple of friends. LT, I'm going to give you a shout out, my friend, because they've been together for almost 30 years now. Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah. But you know, when but to hear her talk, you know, she's
right.
You know, there's it's it
yeah,
doesn't come without challenges. Let's just say that.
Yeah, I think it's kind of like going back to like newlywed days,
mm-hmm.
you know, like
mm-hmm.
oh, it's just us, you know.
Yeah.
Like I said, I you know, I didn't get that experience with Paige really. So, you know, I was in the middle of raising kids, teenagers.
Yeah, she came
when we met. Yeah.
Dive in feet first with that
she
one.
She did.
Yeah.
And again, thank goodness she was very patient and, you know, I think we've had this conversation. No matter your age or if you have your own kids or if you've been around kids, it doesn't matter if dating someone with kids is challenging.
Yes.
It is. It's
yes.
it's not you can have the greatest kids in the world that are easy and
yep.
you know, it's just very challenging,
it
especially
is.
You know, jumping into I think it would probably be easier if my kids were little for
right.
her
yes.
when we met.
Yeah.
You know.
100%.
So, yeah, it's been really challenging. We've had our challenges, but we've worked through it and like I said, thank God she's been patient and now we're kind of getting that period where we're like, oh, it's just us, you
yeah.
know? So it's been really exciting. So that to me right now is really a lot of my focus and I guess purpose, if you will, building a life with her.
Yeah.
Because I, you know, built a life up for my family and my kids and now
right.
they're doing that for themselves.
Right.
And now I get to do that with just focus on my partner. You know, obviously my kids are still involved in that, but
a different dynamic because now they're
it's
adults.
It's a very different
yeah.
focus now. Yeah.
yeah. And the relationship that they have with her is amazing.
Oh, it's great.
You know,
I'm
the
so grateful.
Level of comfort that they have
mm-hmm.
and just the dynamics in the family to where if, you know, perhaps they'll, you know, talk to her about things that they
do.
Won't necessarily
they do.
Talk
they share
to
things
you
with
about.
Her that they don't
exactly.
share with me.
Right.
And
because they have that trust and they've built
yeah,
that
yeah.
through the years, even
and
though
I,
it was
yeah,
teenagers.
I'm grateful yeah. for that. I think it's really great that they feel that comfort, that level of comfort with her. Yeah, it's
yeah.
been really cool. I'm very blessed. And I, like, again, like I said, I'm at that point now where I can really put some focus on
right.
that and that whole dynamic and
yeah.
us being a family, you know, at this
right.
stage where the kids are adults now. And, but again, like you said, people get to this point and they really face some challenges.
They do.
And some people, I think, feel very lost.
Yeah.
And yours is very different because you don't have a partner. So
right.
for you, it's
yeah.
grandkids, kids,
yes.
your,
yes.
your
and
career,
I'm still
you're riding the wave
100%,
at this point.
100%.
You know?
Yeah, family focused. And
yeah.
But I did have a partner for about 10 years
yes.
while the kids were growing up, and he was amazing. And I'm glad now, in retrospect, that I didn't wait
mm-hmm.
until they were grown, you know, thinking that, oh, I can't bring in a partner at this time.
Yeah. He was very good for them.
He was very good for them. There was a lot of good, I think, that he brought to our family dynamic. And he was very even keeled, where I wasn't so much, especially back then.
Yeah.
I feel like I've mellowed a lot, you know, with
but
age.
But you balanced each other out.
But we balanced each other out very well. So, but don't be afraid, you know, to date. You know, if you have children that are teenagers, because like you said, even in the best case scenario, it could be an environment that you may think twice about bringing somebody else in.
Right. Yeah. You know, to that dynamic. Absolutely. Yeah. I, when I met Paige, had been divorced not too long. It was over before it was over, but, hadn't been divorced too long and was really just kind of like, you know what, I'm going to raise my kids. I'm going to focus on my career. I'm not interested in anything long term with anybody at this point. Eventually, I want to have a companion, but and then, you know, you can't always help when you meet your person.
Right.
But I was open to it and I was grateful for it, and I really felt like she could bring a lot to the table for my family. And like you said, she's, you know, really close with the kids. They share things with her, and I feel like that's been a really good thing for our family, because you know, there's some things I don't even want to know.
Exactly. Exactly. But yet they have a safe place to communicate and get the feedback and
absolutely
support that they're and advice that they're seeking. So for me recently, government grants and things, you know, to support solar energy. I have an electric vehicle. I love it. It's been life-changing. 4.5 years now. I haven't, you know, paid for gasoline, gotten an oil change or service. You know, so when, and I'd always thought about solar, but just figured, well, I just can't afford it.
Right.
So when I heard all these grants were available, I started doing research and getting a couple quotes on solar energy. And for the basic solar energy package, just so people know, most of the time, and we live in Arizona, it's based on upon states, and of course we get a ridiculous amount of sunshine here that would produce energy, so we're a very high, highly rated state for solar, which some states like Kentucky, you know, they don't even recommend it because you just can't get that amount of solar power to power your house. But in any event, they were, I had a couple of quotes and they were all basically the same, within the same range of a monthly cost, and they examine your current consumption of energy based upon what the solar panels will do for you. And now they also recently are utilizing these batteries, solar batteries, so that you can store your power and theoretically become off the grid, right? So I was very interested in that. So you would use your solar power during the day. And then at night, when there wasn't any sun, you'd run off what was in on the batteries. So I was, you know, thrilled about that. And I'm already, you know, envisioning savings. And then I get these quotes back. And there's, you have to pay for, so the government grants come in and you get a lot. I think it's like $15,000.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, tax credit from that. But what's happening is the solar companies are using that tax credit to offset your cost of the unit. So you can do it, you know, one of two ways. You either let the solar company take the credit and it lowers your monthly cost, or you can take the credit yourself.
When you file.
When you file for taxes, but you have a much higher monthly payment. But what I found interesting was, and what was really a wake-up call and a check for myself, was the fact that it takes 25 years to pay off the solar unit. So I'm thinking, I'm going to be 80, 85 years old when this unit is paid off. So this is the whole moral to the story here. And so that just ended up with me spiraling on my own mortality, right? Because 20 years, that's like a blink of an eye. And it's funny because I was talking to my son about it when he was over for family dinner last weekend, and I was talking about solar. He's like, oh, I checked into it too, Mom. I'm like, you should get it.
You're young.
Because with the incentives that are in place now, you can get it for zero out-of-pocket costs. They will come and install it for you, zero out-of-pocket costs to you. But you have to pay a monthly premium, which mine was, it was like $244, so let's just say $250. for 25 years
yeah.
that I will have to pay for this solar unit before I own it outright and, you know, receive all of the benefits, right, wow. of having solar energy.
Yeah, that's a long time.
And so when I was talking to my son, he was like, yeah, I was thinking about doing it too, but I haven't done it. I'm like, well, you should do it because you can do it for $0 out of pocket. Mm-hmm. And, you know, for you, 20, 25 years,
right.
you know, you'll be 45, 50.
Yeah.
When it's paid off. But for me, I said, you know, it doesn't work for me because I'm not going to be here. And he goes, he looks at me and he goes, are you going to move? And I'm like, no, baby, I don't expect to live past 80, 85. I think 80, 85 is pushing it for how I've trashed my body through life. Aww. But anyways, the whole thing just made me start spiraling into my own mortality. Mm-hmm. Like, oh my gosh, like, what is my purpose? Like, if I only have another 20 years.
Which is not a lot.
Not a lot of time. It's a yeah. blink of an eye. Yeah. Smoke through the keyhole kind of thing. And just a look on his face to, aww. You know, that he realized, like, wow, you know, yeah. my mom's not always going to be here. But it, I was like, what is my purpose? You know, yeah. have I, you know, achieved everything that I, you know, mm-hmm. ever dreamed of achieving? And
what do you want to do with
what's
that time?
Left?
Yeah.
So that was really a big eye opener for me in yeah. itself. Was, you know, that whole solar thing.
Right.
So I didn't get solar. And then I was talking to the girls because my son owns a home. And I was like, well, you girls think you want the house? Like, how would you not want to live there? Because
yeah.
with the way everything is skyrocketing. And also the solar energy guy said that in 20 years, the utility bill is going to be $1,000 a month.
Oh, gosh.
So when you're looking...
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At a $244 payment,
wow,
and you're pretty much living off the grid, then that's totally worth yeah. it. Right now, it's like about what I would pay if you amortize my, you know,
your
cost
APS
yes,
bill. Yeah.
across yeah, yeah, the whole bill. Year. But how it will, you know, all of the increases that mm-hmm. are going to come from years, you know, ahead.
Right.
But yeah, I just, it really made me think about my purpose and, mm. you know, and the time I have left.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, when you put it that way, it's kind of scary.
And I think that's where my anxiety lies with my midlife. And because I think at the end of the midlife, I'm pretty sure seniors starts at 65, and that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. So I still have a few more years before I'm a senior.
Well, you could surprise yourself. You could live to be over 100. You never
I could. And, you know, of course, now I'm thinking more mm-hmm. about my health than I ever did because I was thin. Mm-hmm. I've always been thin. I haven't had to worry about my diet so much. I could eat whatever I want, kind of do whatever I want. You know, I used to smoke, I still smoke occasionally, all those types of things. But then when you think of that, it's like, wow,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's just very, a very eye-opening situation. So I still don't know what my purpose is. I think if my children and my grandchildren, everybody is, you know, I don't even want to say successful, but if they're able to have joy in their life
mm-hmm.
and love in their life. I mean, there's going to be a roller coaster, right?
Oh, yeah.
Life is a roller coaster.
We all go through it, yeah.
And I think to think that it's not going to have its ups and downs throughout life is just
naive.
Yeah, it's naive. It's not realistic thinking. Yeah. But as long as they have joy and love in their life. Mm-hmm. So I think that right now is something that I'm focusing on and making sure mm-hmm. that, you know, I'm sharing with, you know, my grandchildren, because mm-hmm. even my children is still now, but just things that they can take with them through their life.
Yeah.
And
I was going to say, I think, because you kind of struggled to define what you feel your purpose is right now, but I personally have noticed in you that you have not just physically, taking care of yourself more mentally.
Yeah.
And obviously, you know, you started doing therapy recently.
Right.
Which has been really great for you.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
But you've also done things like, you know, the Mexico trip.
Yes.
That's not...
Yes.
Yes, you love spending time and you love having them come, but that's also for you.
Yes.
You know, you're treating
and
yourself.
And my friends.
And your trip and to Italy.
And my friends, yes.
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 You are taking care of you more. Yes. Not just physically. And I think also, I've noticed this in my mom, you start to share more about who you are and experiences you had with your kids.
Oh, 100%.
Because you kind of want them to understand you more. You're not just mom anymore.
Right.
You know, there's
they
a different...
They didn't know me, and I refused to let them know me.
But at the same time,
I would have denied most of the things.
They didn't always have a desire.
Right.
Because to them, you were mom.
Right.
And you just took care of everything.
Right. And I also didn't want them to think, well, my mom did it, you know, and kind of maybe, like, she turned out okay.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you know, but
some
a lot
things
of things...
they don't need to know about.
Yeah, I just didn't... say. It's like, it's funny because I always have been very compartmentalized with my life. Like, work is one thing. My friends used to call me at the office back in the day, and they would be like, oh my gosh, it didn't even sound like you when I picked up the phone because I was so different. I'm in a different mindset. Yeah. I'm a different person.
Yeah.
And this is work, Tracy. And then there was mom, Tracy. Uh-huh. And then there was
Tracy
my friends.
Yeah.
And none of those ever intertwined.
Yeah.
And now that my kids are getting older, they're intertwining with my friends and doing fun things.
Yeah.
And it's okay. Let's have a cocktail or, you know, let's, you know, whatever.
And I think, too, I mean, they're starting to go through, you know, like I explained, you know, in your 20s, like, adult experiences and figuring out who they are and jobs and families and things like that. And so it's nice to, I think, as you're going through that, have your parent be relatable.
Yes.
You know, and say...
And share experiences that they've had.
Like, you know, something I wish I would have done when I raised you guys is this. Like, you know, and kind of give them, you know, not unwanted advice or anything on how to parent or decisions to make in their life. But I think just having that relationship with your parent and, you know, they're human and they were 20 once too, you know? So, and I think they, as they get older, they it kind of is like crazy for them to think... picture you at the age that they're at.
You can't ever,
you know, like, I mean, my daughter, she'll be 23 in September. And I told her, I was like, wow, when I was your age, when I turned 23, I was divorced with three children.
Yeah.
And she's like, what?
Yeah, I know. It's
so
crazy.
It's, I think it's crazy for them to picture you at their age and where you were at in life. And you know what I mean?
Yeah. 100%.
And let it be a learning lesson or whatever, you know?
Well, and I think, too, that with the children being in their 20s, they're more open to hearing some of your experiences.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, and listening to where they were when they were teenagers, where it didn't matter what you really had to say.
Right.
There's no way we could understand what they were going through, and things are so much different.
And what did we know?
Exactly.
You know, we're just the mom.
But when I think they go into their 20s, I think that they're more open and receptive to hearing your experiences. Mm-hmm.
And advice.
And advice, you know, and
things
taking
that we
that
wish we would have done differently or... things we're glad we did.
Yeah.
And just really like...
And how the world has changed, because that plays a key
role. It's huge.
With social media, with everything, with even the chemtrails that we have now.
Yeah.
You know, there's just so many things that impact us. And maybe it's more so because we live in a big city.
Yeah.
That maybe if you were in a rural area and you're all farmers, that it's not so
a
much
different. Yeah.
Yeah. It's
absolutely
not the same, but.
Yeah. I think that just really instilling in them that you're their biggest cheerleader and you support them no matter what.
Right.
Because
that unconditional.
Yeah. Because I think, you know, as you're going through that decade of your life, my son has been really hard on himself. Like, he wishes he was in a different place. Like, what have I accomplished? Like, I'm not where I thought I would be at this age, that type of thing, which is again, something he'll experience in midlife.
Yeah.
But
yes,
but I think that, you know, that's a real thing for even young people.
Right.
And just kind of reassuring him that, no, look what you have accomplished.
Yeah.
You need to stop thinking about what you haven't accomplished yet, because you have plenty of time. Look at what you have accomplished and keep, you know, keep goals and keep working toward that stuff.
Yes.
But don't be hard on yourself, you know, and know that I'm not disappointed in you at all. Right. I don't feel like you should. I think you're right where you should be right now in your life. You
know? But I think you touched on something that's really important, and it doesn't matter the age. It's just, but how you feel about it. Mm-hmm. So you're sharing with him like, oh, and I'm proud of you and I think this, but he still has those, you know, self-doubts and, you know, periods where he's thinking, you know, what is my purpose?
Yeah.
And I mean, it's great that you're there to talk to him and provide advice for him. But for, you know, people in middle age, you still have that reflection.
Yeah.
I think it all reigns true no matter what age you are, but I think it happens more often in midlife.
Yes.
And that's where they say that whole definition of midlife crisis comes in, because you go through your reflection of what have I done, and you know, and maybe when, and we've talked about this before, and I've said that, you know, I looked at myself when I was younger, you know, and what would my younger self say to me today?
Right.
Because I didn't really have any great aspirations. I always wanted a family.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of that stemmed from me being adopted.
Right.
So, but other than that, I never really, like, I didn't want to be a doctor. I didn't have any specific career goals. I just happened to roll into advertising, which was a godsend, right? Because I raised, you know, I had children young, but all of those things. And it's like, I just, I didn't see myself when I was younger as to who I was going to be when I was older. But I've had moments where I thought, I think that my younger self would be proud of myself now, you know, without having that, you know, path or that, you know, drive or anything significant, you know, to achieve. I've just always, you know, tried to do better. I've set goals for myself.
Right.
Whether they be career goals or parenting goals or, you know, but now as we're talking about goals just for ourselves, is where I struggle.
Yeah.
But I know I've always wanted to travel. It's like, why wait till you retire?
Right.
Maybe you won't get that, you know, maybe you won't live that long. But just finding out what my purpose is. And I think something for me that I've never pursued as much as I have passion for, is cause related. You know, contributions.
To society.
To society, to anything. You know, homelessness is really one of my top awareness things. And you can't drive around almost any major city now without seeing tents along the streets and hungry people and stuff like that. But what have I done? You know, minimal, I feel. So I feel like maybe there's some areas for purpose for me there. But just, you know, trying to find that purpose. And I think that's something that I will be grateful for if I pursue it.
Absolutely.
With, you know, the passion that I have and make it a priority. I feel that, you know, my life will be more purposeful.
I mean, any kind of community service, I think it has always made me feel really good. You know, when my kids were younger, we would do, you know, Christmas for families that were well off.
And we've done that as well. We've all pulled together.
So just things like that, it just makes you feel good. It's like, you know what, I'm able to help and I don't expect anything in return. It just feels good to be able to and to do it and make someone's day, you know.
And through my work, I was fortunate enough to be able to participate and bring my children to help participate in different cause, you know, marketing or cause awareness opportunities, you know, for military, different things. And, you know, and I used to, when they were younger, I would keep a folder for each one of them for college, for their extracurricular activities and what they did.
Yeah,
and,
that's,
you
that's smart.
And stuff like that. But now, since COVID, and now I work remotely, I'm not so much, you know, face-to-face. I'm not client-facing anymore, which is a personal choice that I made. But just, there's a lot of those opportunities aren't there. So I need to create those opportunities, I feel.
I'm sure there's plenty out there.
To help me be more, you know, I don't know. But I think everybody's different.
One of the things, too, I think, you know, because like you said, you know, you can't go anywhere without seeing these unfortunate people. And I feel like, you know, some of them are there because they want to be.
Of course.
You know?
And a lot of them are there because of drugs.
Right. And, but I think, you know, just knowing the resources that are available to them, like, yeah. I really want to dig into that more and maybe even just, like, create some kind of pamphlet that I can hand out to yeah. them and say, hey, do you want to, like, do you need some help? Like, right. here's some resources. I'd be happy to help you reach, you know, contact these people. Or get you there or, yeah. you know, because some of them just don't know yeah. what's out there. No. They don't know what's available to them.
They don't know. They don't know. But I think, you know, finding your individual purpose mm-hmm. is an individual path that you take.
Yeah,
and absolutely. Everyone's is different. But for me, I think that would help me find purpose in my life right now, mm-hmm. because as you mentioned, and clearly, you know, highlighted, I don't have a partner right now, which is funny. Only funny because it's not an issue for me. I don't yeah, feel no, like I'm lacking in any area at all. But I'm still, I'm a hopeless romantic. So it's not yeah. that I feel like I'm going to be this way for life, but I've accepted. And if I am, I'm happy. I have,
good.
You know, my soul mates yeah. in my crew. You know, I have my family. I have a lot of love. Mm-hmm. I have a lot of joy.
Great job.
But I'm still struggling to find that purpose and
yeah.
meaningful you know, meaningfulness in my life
yeah.
to carry me through my end days.
Yeah. I think it's probably something that you've experienced several times through your life. You know, like I said, my kids have kind of gone through that a little bit and they're only in their 20s, you know, and yeah. they're certainly going to go through it again. So,
yeah. I don't think we had time to think about
didn't.
That.
We didn't.
We had children.
Like, we were just like,
at the end of the day,
survive.
We were exactly. Exactly. So if you're finding that, you know, you're struggling with your purpose in life, you know, and what brings meaning to your life, I think it's just diving deep within and what you're passionate about.
And going to, you know, again, the journaling and vision boards and whatever works for you to help you find that path.
And that just about wraps it up for today. Thank you for joining us on Let's Talk Midlife Crisis, Embrace the Change.
Join the conversation on our website at letstalkmidlifecrisis.com or our Facebook or Instagram and YouTube channels. We'd love to hear from you guys.
Work takes up most of your time. That's why you should use stamps.com to save time with your mailing and shipping. Stamps.com will simplify your postage needs and add valuable time back into your workday so you have flexibility to focus on more important things. Stamps.com can handle your mailing and shipping needs with rates up to 88% off UPS and USPS. Send invoices, checks, certified mail, packages, and anything else you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. If you sell online, connecting with every major marketplace and shopping cart is easy. Plus, you can schedule package pickups through their dashboard and automatically see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers with Stamps.com's Rate Advisor. Add more flexibility to your workday with Stamps.com. Go to Stamps.com/program to sign up for a special offer. No contract, cancel anytime. That's Stamps.com/program.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.